Dictation for Alan, A-L-L-A-N, Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, May 1662, address as a letter, Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N, 775-4680. Dear Dr. Eisenman, follow-up for Mr. Slater, with biopsy proving FSGS recurrent. He's responding to steroids and now CellCept as a steroid-sparing medication. Last visit in August, has a company with wife. All review system extensively done is negative, keeping himself physically active to prevent side effects from the steroids. Weight at 214. Medication list review, presently self-set 750 twice a day. Prednisone 10 milligrams, remains on pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrim. Cholesterol treatment, blood pressure Avapro Demadex, Corec. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 130/80. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no edema, neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistries, kidney function is normal, electrolyte, acid base, albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal, malanemia 12.4, normal white blood cell platelets, normal neutrophils, lymphocytes in the low side from cell set, 24-hour urine collection, protein at 1.42 grams comparing to at the beginning of 22 grams, November of 2021. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recurrent FSGS, biopsy proven. Next number, nephrotic syndrome. We did a prolonged weaning process to prevent recurrence. Prior episode 2018, recent one 2021, down to prednisone 10 milligrams. We will try to wean him off the CellCept over the next few months. Today I'm decreasing the CellCept to 500 milligrams twice a day for a month, and then the following month 500 in the morning, 250 at night, the following month 250 twice a day, the following month 250 once a day, and then stop. We will not touch prednisone at this point in time. Next number, continue prophylaxis for pneumonia with Bactrim. Next number, mild anemia and lymphopenia, probably from medication CellCept. Next number, continue stomach prophylaxis for gastric ulcers. Next number, no need for anticoagulation as his level of proteinuria is minimal. Next paragraph, comments. Patient understands that this disease can recur in adults. Patient understands the side effects of the medications and why we keep the weaning process in a little bit longer than usual to prevent recurrence and re-exposure to high dose of these medicines. Patient understands about the complications, including superimposed pneumonia, reason for prophylaxis. I think he has a complete response. The low level of protein now likely represents some scar tissue from the healing process. Plan to see him back on the next 3 months, end of dictation.